This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Happy hour, Trillville Hump Day Tuesday. Final day of the week for us is what we're saying. And the final hour of the show, as always, is brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. We'll get back into the big story of the day just a couple of minutes from right now. College football playoff rankings come out tonight. Also, we've got to get ready for the Georgia Tech game on Friday. Also, we've got to talk about the Falcons and Chargers game on Sunday and everything else we can possibly get into the final hour. Brandon Adams is going to join us at 1:20. Obviously, we'll talk a lot of Georgia with him and rankings and everything that happened last weekend. And then we'll get to an AMA to wrap things up, as we always do.
Yeah, but the Unk thing, yeah. You know, my godsons call me Unk. My godsons. Okay. And then my nephew, they do that.
But yeah, you know, that's Unk. That's Uncle.
Yeah. I call him Uncle.
Lily just calls you Uncle Randy.
Yeah. And sometimes they'll call me that. The small one, the little, but as they've gotten older, I'm just Unk now. Unk, we're the Unk, you know.
They don't have time for all that. Yeah, other stuff. Thank you, Mike. Wait, I can't hear you.
There it is. There we go.
That was weird.
Everything over here messed up and everything. All these damn buttons.
You now your one, mic was on.
You hit one of them wrong and everything like that. But yeah, so yeah. Somebody said I got Unk vibes.
Yeah, Jamie Brown on Twitter says, as a cat that's older than you, I know that you are feeling uncomfortable.
Oh, I'm not uncomfortable.
But you do give off mad Unk vibes.
No, I don't feel uncomfortable at all.
Bush light drinker, can cook, grumpy as hell. And then they asked me if I agree. I mean, you know.
No,
I'm not here to label.
I don't get uncomfortable with anything about myself. I know who I am, and I'm never going to change who I am for anybody. Uncomfortable people change themselves.
That was real Unky there.
Exactly. But no. Yeah. I mean, you know, it is what it is. I just call myself Wise Ass Randy. Yeah. Wise Ass Randy. Whatever vibe you want that to come off as.
Yeah. I like that. Yeah. I've never heard you call yourself that before, but I like that.
Wise ass, Randy.
Brenda says, in the opera world, they call it a maestro.
When
someone sort of graduates to the level of respect, like elder respect, someone so outstanding that it's their due respect, or a conductor so annoying or incompetent that you don't even bother with their name. So probably more like the first one.
Yeah.
outstanding and due respect.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not. I would never say it's. I find it disrespectful that somebody calls you that at all. No, I would never look at it that way.
So wise ass Randy, I like a lot.
Yeah.
Jamie says unk vibes. Yeah. What vibes do I have?
Oh man,
where are my vibes? And I also know myself, and I'm very comfortable with myself. So don't hold any punches. I'm not worried.
Andy's vibes.
Yeah. If you're unk vibes, then what am I?
But I think. Tell me this. If I was how I am, me, everything how I am, and I wasn't black, would I be good? Would I be up?
Yeah, I think so.
You think so? Because I've never heard a Caucasian man called unk before.
That's true.
I've never ever. Now it probably has, but I've never ever.
We would call my uncle Doug unk,
but he was actually my uncle. But not the reason why they would call me unk.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying?
So it's a cultural thing.
Yeah, it's a cultural thing. I would think more or less than anything. But I don't know. But my vibe.
If Randy was white, that's a whole different.
Yeah. But no, I think, Andy, you give off the fatherly, very loyally vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
That's you.
That's the best vibes you can get. I love that. Loyal father vibes?
Yeah. Loyal father vibes.
Awesome.
Yes. Very, very pleasing vibe.
That's the vibe I'm going for.
Yeah, wants everybody to be happy.
I know. That maybe I got to work on that. Yeah. I'm a people pleaser.
Yes.
A very strong stop destroying trees type vibe.
I do care a lot about that.
Yeah, because you make it known that you enjoy national parks, and that's freaking awesome.
I do wish people would be nicer.
They should be nicer.
The trees. By the way, one of the algorithms got me with like Georgia football gear.
Yeah.
Because we all, we have our...
Granola vibe.
We have granola vibes. That's fine. I'll take that. Yeah. I literally had granola for breakfast this morning, so that's fine. We always talk about like who wears what gear, right? Like you just wear Georgia gear.
Yes.
And I just wear Washington gear. And occasionally App State gear for whatever, but not really.
Right.
There's a Georgia shirt that I would buy. It was the tree that owns itself. Because in Athens, they're on like near the Georgia campus, there's a tree that somehow they passed on the land to the tree, and the tree literally owns itself.
Yeah.
So I might have found a Georgia shirt that I'm going
to
get.
You're very environmental friendly and thoughtful.
I try to be.
And that's great. I'm not. You know what I mean? I'm not.
Here's the thing.
You know, chop all them damn things down.
Well, here's the thing. But, like, your mentality can be what it is, and my mentality can be what it is. Neither one of us is doing anything. Like, we're not making a difference one way or the other. You know what I mean?
No.
Like,
I can recycle
everything, and you could do that,
yeah.
But there's oil companies spilling oil in the Gulf of Mexico right now.
And you have a green shirt on.
Yeah. I got my great Pacific Northwest shirt on right now.
Very, very nature-y.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like to be out
so
there.
So you're nature-y. Nature-y vibe.
I love that vibe.
Yeah.
Now, these are good. These are all great. You never know what you're going to get when you ask a question like that. And these have all been very positive. I'll take it. All right. Let's get to the big story.
Positive Andy.
Positive vibes. Love it. Brought to you by QC Kinetics. Non-surgical treatment for joint pain. Bow! Did I make a mistake opening that up to Twitter?
My thoughts are on Georgia Tech. I mean, it's a great honor to be able to play in the SEC championship game. It is probably one of the greatest events in all sports because the games that you play in are great matchups. But at this point in time, we don't even know who that is. Nor do I care.
So true.
Yep. Those are all the perfectly correct answers from Kirby about the question regarding the SEC championship game. Yeah, Georgia's going to play in it. They got to play Tech first.
Yes.
They don't even know who they're playing in the SEC championship game. We'll find out when Texas A&M play each other on Saturday night.
Yeah, I mean, that's the crazy thing about it, Bunk. He's great. I love the SEC championship game. I was not oh my God, Georgia does not need to be in it. I wasn't when Alabama and Ole Miss, I was like, damn.
Yeah.
I'm like, cool.
You know why? Because you don't have scared vibes.
Yeah, I was like, cool, let's do this.
Georgia can beat anybody on any given day.
I was like, cool, let's do this. But no, this is a big damn week, man, because, again, this is a rivalry, and your rival is the best they've been in years. You know, they can run the football. Now, I don't know where Haynes King's status is and everything like that, but the young boy came in there and was slanging the ball. Now, he's an Athens kid. Georgia don't lose at home. We have not in Washington.
That's a long time.
I haven't lost there in a while. It's going to be a night game. It's going to be Tech. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy in there. And just like I said, in the 11 o'clock hour, Georgia, take care of your damn business. Do not let this team hang around in the fourth quarter. Because if it happens, that gives them all the confidence. Because they're going to be confident going to Athens. They think they can beat Georgia.
Oh, absolutely.
As they should.
And they're going to be fired up and ready.
And it ain't one of the things where you got to tell yourself so you can get ready for it.
No.
Brent Key and Georgia Tech think that they could beat Georgia.
No, what he's telling them is, I mean, I don't know all of what he's telling them. I'm sure it's varied. I'm sure there's a lot of different messages. One of them is, you've beat top 10 teams this year. Like, you beat Miami when they were undefeated. I know Florida State has gone on to do what they've done, but they were a top 10 team when you beat them. When's the last time Georgia Tech beat three top 10 teams in a season? I mean, when's the last time anybody beat three top 10 teams in a season? That's a hard task. So, yeah, definitely. The other thing from a Georgia perspective, I think this is a great, like you're talking about. Like, if they're on their stuff, if they're disciplined and they play sound football, especially defensively, this is a great test for what is coming next. Mm-hmm. Like, they're not thinking about what's next, but you can take a lot of what it's going to take Friday night into that SEC championship game and beyond, because you're just going to have to play really fundamentally sound defense to beat Tech.
You're going to have to do it's a lot like the whole Paul Johnson, but a little different because of the responsibility. You have your guy, all right? Don't try to do somebody else's job on a play. And that's the thing about team defense. And that's why Georgia was so good all those years, is because everybody did exactly what they were supposed to do. You didn't have to cover for somebody else because that person, and you knew that person was going to be in the right gap and doing all those different things. That's what this is right here with Georgia Tech. Now, the quarterback runs has given Georgia problems all season. Now, I don't know if Haynes King is going to play, because that play where they ride him and he goes right up the A-gap, it kills Georgia. Yep. And Tech kills people with
him. He's really good at it.
And he's awesome at it because he holds the ball so late and he allows those linebackers to brush over and gives his offensive lineman time to get up onto the second level.
Is him, and again, like, that's a great preparation if A&M is able to beat Texas, because that's what A&M does.
Yes.
A&M's got that quarterback read that, I mean, he keeps that ball in the running back's gut as long as anybody in the country, him and Haynes King both probably. So, again, like, it's a great opportunity, of course, to win your rivalry game, to get to 10 wins, 10-2, but also to, you know, get ready for the rest
of the season. The Giants are a mess. Tommy DeVito is dealing with the forearm injury.
A what injury?
A forearm injury, says his coach. He's not 100% to play Thursday against the Cowboys. So they might have to play Drew Lock. And Drew Lock, you know, they want to pay him the $250,000 for incentives. So that's a mess.
Yeah.
Just blow it up.
They are.
Yeah. Like right now.
They are going to do
Daniel Jones is available. Maybe they'll need him.
Daniel, you want to come back?
Hey, Daniel. He's still out there. Nobody signed him.
Yeah, he's still hanging out.
Nobody signed him. Hey, Dan, you want to come back?
Because he wasn't a hot commodity out there on the open market.
I would have thought he'd been signed by today.
I thought so, too. Somebody
Hey, DJ, what you playing, dog?
What if he starts for the Raiders when we're in Vegas?
Oh, man. Because he's out there.
He's out there.
And they need a quarterback.
Aiden O'Connell's going to start this week. Friday, by the way. They play Friday.
And he's been bit. No, Gardner Minshew's been benched 5 times during the season.
Aiden O'Connell got benched a couple times, too.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be Desmond Ridder. Like, it's just... The universe has a funny way, you know? It's going to be Desmond Ridder when the Falcons play the Raiders on Monday Night Football. All right, Brandon Adams is going to join us next. We'll talk some Georgia football with him, get his thoughts on what the rankings are going to look like tonight, the Georgia Tech game, the SEC championship game, all the chaos from last Saturday. Tons to get into with BA, so don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Dana Carvey and David Spade here.
You might know our podcast, Fly on the Wall, featuring guests from across the entertainment industry.
We decided to do a spinoff called Superfly, and it's fun. It's just two of us riffing on current events, pop culture, catching up, impressions.
Joe, Trump's trying to be a dictator.
Yeah, it's bump on the tater tots.
Joe, no.
Listen to and follow Superfly on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Only a couple segments left for the whole week. Whole week. Thanksgiving coming up just a couple days. We got tomorrow off. We'll get to an AMA in about 20 minutes from right now. So think about what question you want to ask. Maybe it's Thanksgiving related. Maybe it's in relation to food or something Thanksgiving related in 20 minutes. But before we get there, first want to remind you this hour is brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. And welcome in Brandon Adams, host of the Dog Nation Daily podcast. Joins us every single Tuesday at this time. Follow him on Twitter at Dog Nation Daily as well. B.A., how are you?
I'm doing great. I'd like to start by saying congratulations to Randy after his good news this week. His
Thank
daughter
you.
Going to UGA. That's an awesome piece of news.
I appreciate it, B.A. Like I keep saying, still really, really excited for it. But I do appreciate it. That means a lot, B.
Yes, sir.
What from Saturday? I mean, there's just – maybe is there anything that you can say about the Georgia game that relates to this week or big picture? Obviously, Carson Beck looked really good. But when it's UMass, it's kind of, you know, kind of is what it is, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't take much from it either way. I don't get too stressed out about the fact that Georgia didn't play well defensively, nor do I get too excited about the fact they kind of did play well offensively. But, you know, I would say at least, you know, a week after the Tennessee game, in which they most consistent offensive performance of the season, you know, kind of four quarters, the fact that they follow that up by, you know, pretty good showing against UMass, didn't get off to a slow start, weren't kind of playing around. They came out there and put something together. I take some positives out of that. And, you know, maybe that's a sign that maybe this offense has the chance to turn the corner here down the stretch. So I do take something from that. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, it's just a game that's sort of a non-entity, a box to be checked, and now you move on.
What about this game, B.A.? Because it is Friday, and every day, B.A., for some reason, I keep having to remind myself that this game is Friday night. And you got a team that Tech, with all the confidence in the world, and you kind of felt it after the game against NC State, a lot of, I won't say jawing, but a lot of confident vibes coming up out of that. Is this the best team that they've had since Kirby's been there? I know they beat us in his first year, but I'm just saying, overall team, do you think it's the best team that we're going to face this week under, since Kirby's been there?
Yeah, I think that's probably the case. I mean, I don't know. I mean, when's the last time Tech had a winning record coming to this game? I mean, I can't think of the last time. It seems like it's been a while. So, Georgia's in a similar situation. Even with 12-team playoff and all that stuff being different, Georgia's in a kind of a similar situation where they've been before, where, you know, every year that Georgia and Georgia Tech have played since 2017, Georgia has been going into that game knowing they were also going to play in the SEC championship. And for the most part, Georgia doesn't look past Tech. They've been really good at not doing that. I guess the one difference here is that Tech is probably a little bit better than it's been before. I think they've won seven times. And also, we are in a season in which, gosh, anything seems capable of happening right at any point. So that probably kind of adds to the confidence level a bit. And also, if we're being honest, you know, Georgia at times has looked pretty gettable here. So I think if there's Tech confidence, I think it's based on those three things. This is an improved version of Tech. This is not a perfect version of Georgia. And there's nothing that's all that shocking in a year like this where crazy stuff seems to happen on kind of a week-to-week basis.
Yeah, and it did last Saturday, I mean, without question. We didn't even hardly talk about the scenarios for Georgia to get into the SEC championship game last week because we didn't think they'd all play out in one day. And they all played out on Saturday. But they were still, we could be talking about it this week had it not gone the way that it did, and maybe it broke their way this weekend. I wonder, though, like, does them already knowing that they're in the SEC championship game before they play Tech impact anything at all to you? I mean, it makes it potential for looking past it, but like knowing that they're already going to be in it, does that change the way you analyze this game against Tech at all?
I mean, maybe a little bit. I mean, as a fan, and I'm obviously a Georgia partisan here, I was kind of looking forward to Georgia playing Tech with kind of a lot on the line where, you know, the Tech game is the game you need to make the playoff. And you don't have anything to look to the next week. That there is no reason for any of your energy to be anything on other than beating Tech and feeding off the big crowd and all that kind of stuff. I was kind of excited about what the atmosphere for this game was going to be when I thought that Georgia wasn't going to be in the SEC championship. And then as that crazy day's playing on Saturday, you sort of realize that's falling in your lap. Well, now in a roundabout way, this sort of feels like what typical Georgia and Georgia Tech games have felt like. And I think any coach will tell you, not just Kirby Smart, but I think that any coach trying to play this long, grinding, grueling season, especially if it's an SEC schedule where you're playing some real grizzly bears, I think how you stay focused and motivated for as many of those games as you possibly can, to me, that's more of the challenge right now than the schematic stuff. Now, I expect Georgia to win, so I'm not making an excuse for if they lose, but I do think that Georgia has given a lot of energy over to its previous games, and now it knows that its chase for a championship is now potentially one game longer because, you know, I hate to say it this way, but it has to play in the SEC championship. You know, all of a sudden now you're going to try to find that sort of extra level of juice for the Tech game that you otherwise might not need to try to go find.
B.A., what did you think when, you know, because like Andy said, we didn't even discuss it because of the Super Bowl. Like, there's no way Georgia's getting in, all these blah, blah, blah. But then you see how everything played out last week. What was your thought process after, you know, watching Wood down, especially in the SEC last week?
So I'd have been excited all day long because Georgia played an early game, 12:45, and I knew I was going to get come home and watch some football, something I don't always get to do on Saturdays because, you know, the Georgia games take up a lot of time. So I was really excited about that, and I was loving it, man. It was so interesting to watch these games play out. But then as the Oklahoma thing is going on, all of a sudden you start doing the math in your head, and you realize, oh, gosh, if this continues, Georgia's going to the SEC championship. And I didn't wake up thinking about that at all. But when you start seeing these dominoes start to fall, you realize how possible, you know, that could be. And so you had to sort of kind of start doing some thinking on that in a way that you weren't before. And the honest truth is, while I think I was in line with some people who thought, hey, not playing in the game is probably a good thing, the truth is, we're going to see these playoff rankings come out again tonight. If Georgia were to win the SEC and get one, like let's say the 2 seed or the 3 seed in the playoff, the actual truth is Georgia's chance of winning the national championship may go up because just based on some of the mock brackets you see right now, that has the potential of being a pretty favorable draw. There's a chance that you don't have to play either Ohio State or Oregon until the national championship game, which would at least theoretically be to your benefit. So, I mean, I think you can say, well, you're just talking yourself into it. Maybe I am, but I do think it actually becomes a little easier to talk yourself into the SEC championship once you sort of get an idea of what the full bracket might look like.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think so, too. That bye, I just think, is invaluable. What team after their performance last week? Because like, there's a lot of teams that have different levels of benefit of the doubt, whether it's brand or maybe you saw them on a certain Saturday and really bought into it or whatever. Like whatever reason it is that you're still giving a team credit. What team lost all credit with you last Saturday?
You know, I don't know that I'd say the same. The best answer to the question is I was really surprised that Ole Miss fell flat against Florida because, I mean, I've never really had a ton of respect for Lane Kiffin as a coach, just being honest. But based on the roster that he put together and based on the way they played against Georgia, that's one of those things where, you know, I had to say, hey, credit where credit's due. Lane Kiffin looks like a real football coach right now. But then to go to Gainesville and really just get beat, I mean, they just got beat. And now all three of their losses are against unranked teams. And so if we're talking about the possibility of a 3-loss SEC team still potentially making the playoff, and I believe that we are. I don't see how it can be Ole Miss just given the kinds of losses they've racked up. So I definitely think, you know, based on where I thought my opinion was, I definitely think, you know, I'm now a lot lower on Ole Miss because Florida upset LSU, and then you walk right into their building, let the same thing happen to you. that's a level of a lack of preparation that I did not expect Ole Miss to show in that spot.
What about Bama? I mean, it always seems like Jalen Milroe is Superman when a uniform has a G on the helmet. I mean, his performance, and I said this, B.A., I remember last year when he got benched after the Texas game. It was awful. But this seemed like this was on a next level, just the fact of how he was turning the ball at the rate he was turning the ball over.
Yeah, I would agree. I don't think it's all that surprising they lost necessarily because, as we said before, anything can happen. But the fact they only scored 3 points is wild to me. I mean, that is such a poor offensive showing. I just find that to be that was the most shocking part of that. But I'll tell you, I don't think Bama's dead yet. Mm. I think of all the three lost teams, I still think they're the one most likely to make the playoff. In fact, we had to do a little thing for work, but we predicted our playoff field. I still have Alabama in as the 12th seed.
Really?
It'll be interesting to see what they do with them tonight, right? I think that might give you a little bit of a hint. I also think, I mean, obviously A&M controls their own destiny. A&M beats Texas and wins the SEC championship game. Then they're the SEC champion with 3 losses and they get in. But what about South Carolina, man? Like, they're playing better.
Yeah.
They're 8-3. They've got Clemson, who is ranked pretty high at this point. We'll see where they're ranked tonight, but they've got Clemson this weekend. Like, they could sneak their way in there as well if some things break their way.
Well, I think that South Carolina is definitely playing better to end the season than Bama or Ole Miss are, and they have a chance to get a really validating win by beating Clemson. I think it's one of the better games of this weekend. But the thing is if I'm Alabama and I have the same record as South Carolina and I also beat South Carolina, which Alabama did earlier this season, you know, that's a pretty convincing argument. And in the case of Ole Miss, they didn't just beat them. They beat them on the road, and they beat them badly.
Bad.
So I think that South Carolina is actually really good. I think that, you know, Lenore Sellers is playing better, and that defense is terrific. But they lost to the wrong teams in the SEC, I believe, to have the prevailing argument for why they should be in the playoffs.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. It's, again, not knowing at all what they value on a week-to-week basis or what they might value when they make the Final 12, it's hard to say. But, yeah, that's crazy. They're playing. Do they value who's playing the best right now? Do they value strength of schedule, strength of record, whatever?
Do they value what,
uniform color? Do they value head-to-head? They definitely value uniform logo. Like, we've seen them do that before. And South Carolina's logo is not as appealing to the committee probably as Alabama's is. But, yeah, man, it's all going to be fascinating. We're going to watch it play out together and talk about it every Tuesday at 1:20. B.A., we appreciate it.
Appreciate it, B.
Happy Thanksgiving to you guys.
Happy Thanksgiving to you as well. Brandon Adams there, host of the Dog Nation Daily podcast. Again, follow him on Twitter at Dog Nation Daily. He brings up a good point. I'd sort of been, excited about the way South Carolina had been playing. They've won 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It would be 6 in a row to end the season if they beat Clemson on Saturday. But they did lose back-to-back games to Ole Miss and Alabama. Now, they gave Alabama a great game.
That was a hell of a football game. They battled.
Ole Miss beat them by 24.
Ole Miss went there and took their cookies.
They did. And that was right after Ole Miss had just lost to Kentucky.
I think it was.
They needed that performance, and they got it. And that's the most maddening thing about Ole Miss is, like, they've had these really impressive performances this year.
Remember the Arkansas game?
Yeah.
And they beat the hell out of Arkansas?
Yeah. They lose to Kentucky, and then they go at South Carolina and beat them by 24. And they kind of slog through the game against Oklahoma, and we're like, I don't know, Arkansas is playing pretty good. We'll see. And they hang 63 on them.
Yep.
And then they have their best game they've ever had under Lane Kiffin. They beat Georgia by 18. And then they just lay an egg against Florida.
After a week off. Yep.
It's crazy, knowing full well that if they lose another game, they're probably on the outside looking in.
After a week off. Oh, saw some Kobe Young is back. It seems like he's been ready to save his team.
Good.
I don't know if he's playing this weekend, but from all the stories I've read, it seems like he's back
on the team. Sounds like everything's gotten figured out.
Yeah.
So that's good. All right. Phone lines are open for the AMA, 404-726-0929. Call us up. Ask us anything. Your last opportunity to do so until next week. So get on the phones. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. But Randy and myself will not be here until Monday. Enjoy the days off.
I'm going to do my best. I just got to make sure that she lets me enjoy my day off.
I know exactly what I'm doing as soon as I get home. We're in the midst of renovating the playroom.
Right.
So, and it's not done yet, so we're still working on it.
Yeah, man.
Fixing. Yep. A lot of paint. Love to paint.
Who doesn't love to paint?
Especially the detail work where you have to, like, put the tape out.
The blue tape?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really good. All right. Andrew. Andrew's in Buckhead. Hey, Andrew.
Hey, guys. Yeah, painting's great. Happy Thanksgiving. And I do have 2 Thanksgiving-related questions for you. So
okay.
Yesterday, guys, we're talking about exotic jerkies and whatnot. And one of my colleagues just came back from Mexico, and he was raving about these cricket tacos. And that's kind of where I draw the line for food. Like, I'm not eating bugs.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know. They got, like, barbs on their legs. Did they squeeze in your mouth, like, paws? Like, I don't know. I'm not into that. So the first question is, where do you draw the line for food, like,
right
food
there.
In general?
That right
yeah.
there. Yeah.
And then... my second question, which is also Thanksgiving related, is for Randy, because they usually wear some interesting uniforms on Thanksgiving Day. What was your favorite uniform that you wore as a professional in the NFL?
Oh, man. I remember we wore I can't remember what year it was, the Dolphins, when they had the silver face mask, the old, like the 73, I think it was. We wore those on Thanksgiving against Dallas and beat the hell out of them. First night we wore the orange jerseys, it was really cool.
The Dolphins?
Yeah, the orange jerseys. Okay. And then, obviously, wearing the powder blues.
Yeah.
But the old school L.A. Rams was so dope. Mm. We got a chance to wear them in St. Louis. So
not the navy blue.
The ones, the Eric Dickerson.
The Eric Dickerson.
Yeah, the Eric Dickerson was outstanding.
I disagree with a lot of the uniform choices that teams make. Yeah. The Dolphins going away from the classic Dolphins logo is such a mistake.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. Yes, it was. And I draw the line at anything that's not fish, chicken, poke, beef.
Okay.
I draw the line. I don't eat no turkey. Other than that, I don't eat nothing. I don't eat any kind of seafood.
Anything from the sea.
Anything from the sea. I don't eat nothing.
You don't have any seafood that's off limits?
Like, I don't eat gator. I don't eat alligator or like that. But yeah.
Yeah, I don't eat insects.
Oh, definitely not.
If I can, you know, if I can help it.
Definitely not.
Not on purpose, at least. I wouldn't eat a cricket taco.
Hell no.
I wouldn't want to eat that. My mom went somewhere when I was a kid. I don't remember where she went. Somewhere exotic, like Eastern Washington or something, and brought back like a sucker that had a bug in it.
I've seen those.
I didn't eat that.
No, I'm not going to do it. I'm good on that. I'm good on that.
Trying to think. Like, yeah, I ate a kangaroo, obviously, so my line's a little
different.
Don't say
a kangaroo. Say some.
I ate some. It was one, I think. I don't know.
It wasn't a whole kangaroo.
No, but it was a part of one.
Yeah.
But I don't eat a lot of exotic stuff. Like, I'm not a super adventurous eater.
Would y'all ever do a scorpion shot?
What is that?
Yeah, I've seen that with the scorpion in the bottom.
Oh, I have eaten the worm from the bottle.
Oh, yeah,
of a
similar
tequila
thing.
Bottle.
Yeah, okay, yeah. There you go. All right.
Yeah. But that's, you know, that's after you drink a bottle of tequila. So I might have done a lot of different stuff that I wouldn't normally do. Rock is on the south side. What's up, Rock?
Hey, fellas. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving
same
to you.
Yeah. This is a follow-up to we had a group, people new to the group. The girl was talking about her man, da-da-da. Yeah. Anyway, she's at it again. The ladies want us to disinvite her. The guys say no because her friend brings the best food. He's the chef, steak medallion, shrimp, bottle of good whiskey. We want to disinvite her, but not him. Is that etiquette? And do we have to disinvite both of them?
Tough.
Damn, Rock.
I'm hurt. Help me, guys.
Yeah.
Damn, Rock.
Look, not knowing all the relationships exactly, but like, you know, when you got a friend.
Yes.
That's because of a relationship that they're in.
Yes.
And then they break up.
Yes.
And it's like, dang. Who? I really prefer that one, but we were friends with that one first.
Yes.
Dang it.
Who's the closest?
Who? Right.
Yeah. Because, like, exes can't come to win. Can't come to the same thing.
I know.
Yeah, no.
I know. I had this conversation when I was out on the West Coast a couple weeks ago seeing friends and all that from back in the day. And one of my friends was there. Who is the brother of a girl that I dated for a while.
Right.
And he was telling a funny story about how his uncles, when me and her broke up, he was like, can we still invite him to golf stuff?
Really?
And he was like, no, you can't.
You
can't invite him to golf, like family golf stuff.
Right.
But he's so good at golf and so friendly. I was like, well, nah, man. Like, but I appreciated that. Makes me feel good. Like, they wanted me in the divorce.
But,
you know, but you can't.
No.
Can't do it. You got a blood thicker than water.
Damn sure is.
And golf. All right,
you
Brandon.
Gotta go. You got to go.
Brandon's incoming. Hey, Brandon.
Fellas, how you doing today? Happy Thanksgiving to everybody in the family. So,
back at you.
So, Andy, a real quick one for you. Being the unbiased sports journalist that you are, let me hear what's your score prediction for App State Georgia Southern this weekend? I say 30-24 Georgia Southern. Hail Southern.
You got the Hail Southern in there as well. Obviously, I'm not biased. I'm not.
Yes.
Obviously, I am biased. App's playing better. They played really good against James Madison on Saturday, and James Madison's one of the best teams in the conference. Now, the game is in Statesboro, So you don't just wander into Statesboro on a rivalry Saturday and don't bring your A game.
App State gonna whip that ass, man.
Georgia Southern's favored by 2.5.
They lost.
Yeah, I think App State's gonna win. App State's gonna win that game. But I think it's gonna be a good game though. I think like 31-28, something like that.
I like 31-30,
like something like that. Wait, you
I'm
like
sorry, Southern? I like App. Right, I like App.
Good.
Yeah.
I like App too. You listening? I like App too. I love App. I don't think she's listening. Keaton is in Atlanta. Hey, Keaton.
Hey, how y'all doing? Happy Thanksgiving. I got two questions for y'all. One question for the state of Georgia. First, who's your childhood celebrity crush? When I was young, I watched a lot of Barney, and I was really infatuated with one of the girls on the TV, one of the little girls, because I was a little boy, obviously.
Fair enough. Fair
and
enough.
Turns out that's Selena Gomez, and I've followed that crush
throughout
a majority of my life.
Wow.
Second, do you think that if the Falcons continue on the skid they've had the last 2 weeks, that Arthur Blank would fire Raheem Morris before at the end of the season?
No, I don't think so.
And then third, to the state of Georgia, what's the good word?
No.
Thanks, y'all. Have a nice week.
What's the good word?
Bo?
What does that mean?
Thanks?
Thanks?
I don't know.
Oh, I don't have no clue.
It's Thanksgiving week. Is that the good
word? I don't know.
No, I'm supposed to won't
if
fire
none
him.
Of us get the joke, then yeah, it's fine.
Okay. But no, he's not going to fire him.
No.
And I told you I had favorite Claire Huxtable, and then like Winona from Good Times.
Okay. Probably the first one was Kelly Kapowski.
Okay.
Probably the first one. Saved by the Bell.
Dusty kid ass.
Huh?
You one of them dusty old kids.
Hey man, she was broke.
She went broke?
Yeah, she was so poor she couldn't even go to the high school dance.
That's not true. That's not true.
Isn't that what happened?
Her dad wasn't going to buy her an expensive-ass dress. If Kelly Kapowski wanted a $40 dress, he would have got it for her.
But Zach was like, I love you anyway, even though you're broke.
Yeah, ain't nobody living go to Bayside High School and broke.
It was a public school. I think Kelly was poor, wasn't she?
I know that was the rap, because she had 9 brothers and sisters.
Well, she was like poor compared to them.
Zach was the only rich one.
I thought Lisa was rich.
And Lisa, yeah.
Lisa had like a BMW.
Yeah, but no.
I don't know Slater's financial situation.
His dad was a service.
In the military, yeah.
He's an officer. But yeah, I don't believe Kelly Kapowski was poor. Nope. Not gonna. Why really? Didn't she have she was all the way there. She didn't want to, like, why didn't she work at the Max?
Did she not?
Oh, I don't remember she worked at the Max.
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, get a job.
Yeah, she
you're broke. So poor.
She wasn't broke.
Get a job, Kelly.
She worked at the shoe show with her friend.
She wasn't broke.
She had a stripper friend?
What was the other chick?
Oh, that was a different movie.
That was a different movie, Bo.
Yeah.
It's a different movie, Bo.
Oh, Showgirls.
She was a hooker in Any Given Sunday.
Same actress.
Yep, same actress.
Those are alternative ways to make money, but I don't know. Could have just worked at the Max. Mo is in Columbus. Hey, Mo.
Happy Thanksgiving, fellas. Hey, I figured I'd call and make Randy laugh and not feel like he's the only one that done fell in the yard. So wifey went to take the dog out. And let's just say we got one of those retractable leashes. Mm. She didn't let it retract far enough, and she got pulled. That slide popped up in the air, and she was on the ground. And the first thing I thought about was Randy laying on the ground that morning. But
it happens, dog.
Hey, it definitely happens. I'm just trying not to let it happen to me. But my question for you guys, what is the one thing in your city, your hometown, that you know you're at home? I just rode through Peach County, and I promise you, it was a random cotton patch in the middle of the city somewhere. And I was like, oh, we definitely in Peach County. So what's the one thing that y'all are fond of?
As far as?
When you know you're home.
When I know I'm home is when I get off the exit at Byron and still got 20 miles to go to get to Fo Valley.
Okay.
Yeah. And you see the peach, the cornfields are, and all that stuff is like past the old school and everything. But yeah, that's what I know. I'm getting off that damn Byron exit with what's it called? It was called a strip mall with a big ass peach right there.
There you go.
Yeah.
I think nothing feels like home quite like when it's dark at like 4:30 and it's been raining And it's just like, it's a little bit depressing, but now it's nostalgic because I don't live there anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like early winter afternoons where the sun goes down really, really early and it's been raining all day. And it's like, yeah, that's what it is. Seattle, better gear up. Better get you some coffee or some weed or whatever, because it's about to be a long winter and you're probably going to be depressed if you don't medicate. All right, let's get the takeaways of the day.
Weed and what?
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Coffee, pep up,
yeah.
Weed, chill out.
Okay.
Or, I don't know, heroin.
Okay, well,
a lot of heroin out there. Don't do that.
Smoke weed every day.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. Andy has a granola vibe, and Bo and his babies bond over fighting for electronics during Black Friday.
Got to earn it. Just call him wise-ass Randy.
Yeah, man.
Not Unk.
Yeah.
Creed is the Ja Rule of 90s and 2000s rock music. And we had a caller. Childhood crush was Barney.
Sound like what he said.
This holiday season, be respectful, be nice, and don't get your ass whooped.
Yes.
And if anyone has a spare $125,000, Bunk will host your holiday party in a banana hammock.
I would. I mean,
all things are open?
Yeah, man. That would almost get rid of all the student loan debt. Like, we'd be good. Almost. I'd do a couple of those parties, and then we'd get there. It's expensive to be this smart. All right, we'll see what Duke's about.